Any questions with the game?
How was Von Feldman playing?
Good. I think last week he had one of his better games. Had a game ball. I think well.
I think a lot of us maybe expected him to, you know, start the year. Obviously, he's grown into a bigger role. I mean, how was he able to do that?
Well, we're playing, I would say, way more three safety than two safety defense. So, you know, those guys are playing a ton. It'd be similar if you tried to look at three receiver sets on offense. But no, I think he understands what he's doing. He's quick to break on the ball, and he's doing a good job.
Is his skills, because I know when he came in, has his skill set been different than maybe expected?
No, I would say he's a little bit better tackler than we expected. And he was asked to play, you know, in a defense where he played quite a bit of quarters coverage. Man, at times he was over the slot. You know, they brought that nickel pressure and he'd be covering down. So he's adjusted well, and I think he's got versatility.
Is the temperature a concern at all on Sunday?
I don't think so. I mean, it'll be our, you know, colder game than we played, but we played in cold weather games, and I think this week couldn't have been better here. I mean, with the wind and, you know, I think they're calling for low 40s, 9-mile-an-hour, 8-mile-an-hour wind, which is probably a little less than what we've had here. But, look, each venue is different. This is a kind of an historic place. When you look at the stadium, when it was built, the way it's built, shoot, most of it's underground. You know, from its highest point, I think it's 80 feet to the ground. So this is I think it's a good football environment. And if you said Buffalo in November and, you know, it was going to be in the high 30s, low 40s, and I think good football weather.
What is the weather element that would affect a game plan?
Wind. It's like golf. Wind.
I am not an effective golfer in the cold, though.
But wind at times, and then obviously heavy rain, but wind.
Is it a cliche, or is it true that a team with a good run game and defense travels?
I think there's some truth to that. I think there's some truth to that. And look, we've played over the years some cold weather games. We went to Philly for the playoff game in 13, and we thought that was going to be like -5, and Drew had researched. We all had this scuba gear. He said, you got to understand the scuba gear. It doesn't really wear well for everyone, but nonetheless, it's kind of underneath your pads or sweatshirt. And if you guys who are here remember, it was a night game, and it was probably not -5, but it was probably like 31 degrees or 29 degrees. It was actually not much wind. And I was crazy enough where I had a piece underneath my sweatshirt. I'm telling you, after the pregame, I came in and ripped this thing off, and I lost 10 pounds. I was hot as could be. So I think from a temperature standpoint, I think more so the wind, the field position, just the elements of another stadium, returners. You know, we're getting extra work with, you know, outside punts and the kicking game. This field position is critical in a game like this, I think.
How soon in advance do you encourage the guys to go out there and test their cleats with the ground?
Well, this is a little easier only because it's field turf. When we're in one of those grass stadiums, there's a little bit more sense of urgency. But the field turf here, you know, is like most field turf. Now, if it's wet, you know, that can... Look, you don't want to be with the shields if it's raining at all, you know, and there's a handful of little things with the rain, but we've kind of seen that really in Green Bay. That first half was kind of damp. But, you know, we'll get acclimated. All right, thank you.
Thank you.